Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circles, the one who makes sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am praying consistently that you are always inspired, motivated to commit to being all you are, to go deeper, to reach higher, to shine brighter, to always be striving to walk in the fullness of yourselves. I am consistently speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, that which is the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence, understanding that we've been taught that life is a game, but life is the gift. And the trick here has been to put us in a place where we are thinking more highly of things than we do ourselves. And so there has to be, and there are many of us who are the voices to exalt the reality that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And to come to a point and place where we care to really cast off all of the yokes of misinformation and oppression and delusion and whatnot, to really embrace the divinity of existence itself, and to know that the even playing field is that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is beating our hearts. It is breathing us. It has gifted us so much of itself. And we each have duty, obligation, and responsibilities as these points of its own very presence to exalt a full effort in our living. To be in a place and space where we have an understanding and an understanding that to be standing on behalf of life itself is the right way to be. And it is that which ensures the continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. Our realization that we are already in the realm of eternity, that eternity is the actuality, the factuality, and the earth is but as large as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is in the midst of it. And as small as she is, she looms large for each of us, who is even smaller. But we are made with trillions of cells and atoms and whatnot that are nothing but the evidence of the intelligence of existence having gifted itself to us. And as we consciously care to be fully activated, to come to that point and place where we understand that the systems that have vied for dominance in our minds, to give us an orientation as to what life is and what success in life is, that we are now having to take responsibility to go deeper within ourselves, to really get clear about what it is we're living for, what truly matters to us, because we are not able to truly follow the dictates and the doctrines and the miseducation and religious training of those who have lost their way. Those who have not yet come to realize and respect the sanctity and the sacredness of existence itself. We're in a place in space where we, in having an understanding and an understanding of the oneness of existence, have to come to that point and place to know that the practices and the traditions of killing and feeding off of that which has been killed is that which we cannot continue to do and have the fullness of our lives. The plethora and pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease is the evidence that there is something seriously wrong in the way that we have been educated and sublimated and commercially enticed to consistently do that which is not in our own best interest, and to feel that the degrees of our freedom is having the free will to choose that which creates sickness, illness, and disease. Having the free will to choose death, having the free will to undermine our children, having the free will to work on behalf of the initiatives of those whose products and ways promote death. Capitalism is not justification for why it is that we would allow ourselves to do that which undermines everything and everybody, and then complain about the defamation and the distortion and the dysfunction and the dis-ease and the despair and all of the disparities and whatnot that have become evident as a result of the light of the people, the wealth of the people, the richness of the people, the integrity of the people, the high ethic, morality, sensibilities, and care of the people is being literally robbed and usurped from the people as a result of how the chemicals that are the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, all of the food enhancers and colors and stabilizers and all of that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we will fight for our right to be wrong, fight for our right to be civil, as opposed to consciously caring to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to be completely harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are able to truly be qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals. The now moment in which we're living is an opportunity for us to reverse whatever issues have begun to crystallize in our tissues from AIDS to zits, to have an understanding and an understanding of the divinity of existence. And these bodies are literally our temples, is where we meet God, where we get an opportunity to commune with God, to be in a place and space where we can hear the voice of God speaking to us, to open our hearts unto the will of God, to really guide our way and to ensure the success of our path. We're in a now moment where we must come to that place where we truly care to be remembered upon the planet and remembered with our cosmic faculties and families, to know that we are in essence nothing but spirit that is in these bodies. We are not our bodies. Our bodies are our vehicles. And why would we not care for our bodies to the same degree, even greater degrees, than we care for our automobiles and our cars and our trucks in those physical vehicles? To respect the mechanical operational functioning of a man-made thing to the degree to which you undermine yourself, where you go to the car wash and you'll vacuum your car out and you put all kinds of fragrance in and you wash it all down and wax it all up and rub it all up just to get and go to Chick-fil-A or Burger King or McDonald's afterward and dump the flesh of dead animals and the grease and stuff from pigs and all of these defiled creatures into your body temple. Capitalism is not justification for our being out of alignment with the intelligence of our own being. And people say, well, you know, it's all about the money. No, it's all about the distortion, the dysfunction, and the wickedness that results in it. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And for us to live without a regard and a respect that there is absolute law that governs us, and to have systems and institutions that exalt the legalities of a system and government that was established from the bloodshed and the disenfranchisement and the murder of millions of people, nations of people. And to think that there is some true success, that we can avoid the karmic debt that comes from it. And to be in the progression of error, and to think that all of our polished wood, metal, and stone takes the place of the real wealth and beauty of existence itself, when our being out of alignment with the truth of ourselves, our being out of alignment with the laws that govern us, our being out of alignment
with the purposes of existence is enough to disconnect us from our destiny, and destiny is literally off the planet. Where the people have lost their purpose, they literally have lost absolutely everything. Because our connection to destiny is our connection to the eternal. And so as we are striving, acquiring, and doing what we do on a daily basis, brushing our teeth and bathing the outside of our bodies, and then creating constipation and congestion and acidification and toxicity by what we're feeding off of, and then going to those whose businesses these are, going to their brethren and allowing ourselves to be shot up with more and more poison as a way to dull our aches and our pains, to put us in a place where we can feel as though we've done something and we can continue to go back to those habits of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, and all of this stuff that literally robs us of our life force. And to know that we will never have a greater currency than our life currency, and there's no currency that man can create that is greater than the life currency that we already have been gifted, that did not cost us anything. For our coming to that place and space where it is our deepest desire to walk in the glory and the integrity of the truth of ourselves, in the fullness of the brilliance and the love and the light and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency and the ingenuity and the genius, to know that this is the gift that we've been given, to have solutions to our problems and the answers to the questions, and to be able to lay a greater foundation for the continuation of our lineages, to get it right and to be all right with being all right. That sickness, illness, disease, pain, and suffering does not have to be your day to day. And where there is consistent and continuous suffering and pain and disdain and all of that, it's the evidence of us being misaligned with that which is in our best interest, whether it's dehydration, insufficient oxygenation, the accumulation of all of the nitrates and the nitrites and all of the chemicals in the body that have created acidity. And because we live in our bodies, and because our spirit is charged upon every cell, when our cells are poisoned, when our cells are heavy laden, then it will impact and affect us to the degree to which we don't feel well. When we are consuming and drinking coffee and Red Bull and all of these other beverages to a much greater degree than we're drinking water, then it undermines our kidneys. When we're smoking cigarettes and cigars and Black and Miles and other tobacco products, that we are disconnecting and distorting our relationship with that which is God, is our breath. To come to a point and place where you look yourself in the eye every day and not see God there, as the true eye that sees through every eye, as the center of all being. And beingness is centered within the very presence of its absolute and cosmic reality. So our orientation and identification cannot truly be based on what nations we're part of, or what religions we've dealt with, or what scripts we read and have internalized. We are all divinely blessed as these living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We all have a direct connect with absolute love and absolute light and absolute wisdom and absolute truth with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, which is why there has been a global initiative to render us dysfunctional, diseased, anesthetized, inebriated, stupefied, intoxicated, so that we are not living in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so intelligent that it can think the thought and bring it forward, to have the powers of true creation and manifestation. And so our duty and obligation in this now moment, as a result of all of that which we are witnessing consistently in the degradation, the violation, the anesthetization, the usurpation, the subjugation, the domination, and the annihilation of all manners of species and people, is to no longer participate in our own demise. To consciously care to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge, and just becoming vegan or vegetarian is not enough, even though we are pleased to see that people are becoming very conscious and conscientious about what they're consuming. But because there is a capitalistic agenda to always gain and have and control the market share and how you buy, and to influence you in buying things through advertising and commercialism, to put you in a place where you want a plant-based burger to make you think of the joys and pleasures of eating the flesh of a dead animal. When we are not flesh eaters at all. Because if we were, then our bodies would not reject it to the degree to which we can't digest it. It can't move rapidly through our intestines. We can't extract any real life force and nutrients from it, because you cannot even guesstimate or estimate how long the spirit of the animal has been removed from it, and how much chemical and toxicity and carbon monoxide it has taken to give the perception and the illusion of that flesh being fresh with arterial blood, when there can be no arterial blood in that which is dead except the chemicals, except there be a breathing presence in it. And you are not eating a live being, you're eating something that is dead, the carcass. And we're not buzzards and vultures and hyenas. As these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, it is time for us to realize that we were divinely designed and designed divinely, and everything that is available to us as food is not food for those of us who are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and those of us who are dwelling in these body temples as the spirits of the living gods and goddesses. It is not the food of gods and goddesses. It does not facilitate the consciousness and the conscientiousness of God and goddesshood. It does not facilitate our consistent unfoldment and creative self-expression and being in a place where we're vivid in our self-reflection as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It does not provide us with the opportunity to maximize and optimize the who that we each are, or to truly fulfill the purposes of why we each are in really moving forward rapidly upon this planet by the observation and the internalization and the obeyance and obedience into the spiritual laws that govern this realm. To know that cosmic conformity is the multiplicity of diversity, and we each are our own unique expressions of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that we're all brothers and sisters first, from the blackest black to the lightest light. and all of the hatred and the bigotry and the prejudice and the racism and the homophobia and all of that is evidence first in there being a disconnect within the individual as to the divinity of their own being. And when we contact as individuals the divinity of our own beings and consciously seek to not be divided within ourselves, but to exalt a full effort in the spiritual integrity of using our mental faculties, cultivating them, so that we are emotionally sound and are able to make consistent decisions that are in our best interest, and to have a full trust and faith in the choices that we're making as we make them with the conscious intention to do that which truly assists us in elevating and walking in harmony with the law that is love and the love of the law that allows us the grace and the protection, the alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be under the auspices of our souls, to ensure the progressive self-evolutionary unfoldment, and to truly activate the process of immortalization with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, so that we are always attuning, always atoning, always caring, always enhancing, always enriching, always blessing, always adding unto, always striving for the more, the depths of integrity that are consistent with the virtues of character as to who and what we truly are. As these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as what other ones would refer to as the children of God or the children of Yahweh or Allah, it doesn't matter really the names of which gods we're calling upon, because all of the gods and the goddesses are all here to serve life itself. And even those ones who may have presented themselves in the minds and the hearts of the people as if they were the creator of all are here to serve life itself. All are here to empower us. All are here to add unto us. All, if they are true to who and what they are as intelligences of existence who have gone through whatever and how many ever incarnations to come to that place in space where they have aligned themselves with the truth of the divinity of being directly and are now guides and guardians for us. We can attune to any and all of them, but the responsibility and duty that we will always have is to respect the intelligence of our own being, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, and to understand that that is the commonality, the highest and lowest common denominator between all of who we are. And in order to truly be successful in this now moment, in order to truly be prosperous in this now moment, then we have to really have been cultivating and investing in enhancing the value and the wealth of ourselves. And there is no greater wealth than the substance of who we are as thinking, conscious, conscientious, loving, caring, creative, resourceful, talented, skillful vehicles and vessels of the intelligence of existence that is all there is as existence itself. We are in such a divine now moment to realize that there is nothing that man has made. There is nothing that man can bring into existence except from that which has already existed. And that the commitment of those who are working against themselves as they plan and plot against humanity, that they will truly have a tragic date with fate, because there is no success except in the living and the loving of the law that is love. and where we have been so immersed upon the path of adulteration, where being out of alignment and having indulged ourselves in all manners of things that have left us feeling shame and guilt and blame, insecurity, unworthiness, that we have to sit with ourselves and forgive ourselves and permeate ourselves with the thought of the gratitude and thanksgiving and forgiveness that allows us to release it all so that we are able to accept the infinite possibilities of that which we can create from the depth of care and will and conscious intention to serve the purposes of existence in exalting a full life's urge and cultivating our own creativity and consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greatest good, towards the wholeness, towards the oneness. Understanding that life is service and that life serves us. And the greatest gift that we've been given does not require us to whore for it, to pimp and lie and steal and cheat for it. But to come to a point and place where we are joyfully and rejoicefully accepting the blessedness of our being and consciously caring to be ever greater blessings in the lives of all we touch, and know that those blessings are like money in the cosmic bank. It always comes forward to us. But to be in a place and space where you pay so dearly for that which undermines you, pay so dearly for that which poisons you, pay so dearly for that which can be burned up and stolen and taken from you, and then cheat yourself by not investing in yourself or those who are investing in you also, is the true practice of real impoverishment. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. There is no amount of money that has greater value than one beat of our hearts or one breath that we take. So let us consciously care to be caring, to be consciously conscientious of the divinity of existence and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, and that we will not, in this year, moving into a new decade, with the poisons of rotting carcasses and alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and all of the things that create cancer and heart disease and diabetes, now is the time to flip the script, to make new commitments, to change, to progress, to unfold, to self-actualize, self-realize, and stand in the integrity of the truth of who you are and what you are as this point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the cosmic I am. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. To the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama, and we heard from India Ari's Just Do You, followed by Set You Free by Kim a song for you by Nancy Wilson, Diane Reeves, Testify, and Fertile Grounds, More to Life. I'm so grateful and so thankful for 21 years over these airwaves, and give thanks that I am always, whether I'm on the airwaves or not, always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, to remind us of how absolutely blessed we each are to be the ones that we are, but also knowing that it's not easy to accept the divinity of being these ones, because we have been tainted, we've been messed with, we have been tampered with. And so feeling divine on the inside when your cells are oppressed with the sludge that comes from all of this stuff that they call food, and for all of the messengers, for all of the ministers and the preachers and the pastors and the motivational speakers and the metaphysicians and all of these teachers, none of them have really joined us or allowed us to understand the 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency that we should have when we realize that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that God is not out there, over there, out there, Jah's over here, Allah's over there, Jehovah's over here, whatever. But no, the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself, and it's gifted us so much of itself. But if we don't care to be intelligent, if we don't care to really self-actualize, self-realize, and to be harmonized with the will of existence and the intelligence of existence, then we will, in actuality and factuality, miss ourselves in the midst of being in the presence of the divinity of ourselves, but we're ignoring it. And so for where we are now requires us to really care, to come to a place where we are accepting the reality that our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide is to do nothing to undermine ourselves. But if you're not accepting the divinity of how divinely you were designed and made to be able to be a vehicle and vessel of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, then you may just feel as though, you know, you can just master the different levels of proficiency. You know, we have the dancers, we have the drummers, we have the musicians, we have the movie stars, the entertainers, the ball players, everybody, you know, the world lauds and applauds and pays those who become proficient in whatever area of talent. But the issue is that we've seen so many who become so proficient in whatever area of talent they become proficient in still die. Die with sickness, illness, disease, impoverishment, lack, with all kinds of issues. And I'm just saying is that there was instruction that we were given, and we were not told to follow those ones who don't have our best interests at heart. We weren't told to do every freaking thing that they do the way that they do it in order to be a free people. You understand? But we think that our freedom is just the will to be wrong. Our freedom is just being able to do what they do. Our freedom is being able to do whatever the hell we want to do, regardless of how right it is or who it harms. But we're harming our children with the breakfast cereals and the cow's milk and the cheese and the pizzas and whatnot, because we're not designed to consume it. But because we have been misled and miseducated and religiously trained and socially marginalized and anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, I mean, we have to really see and understand that men, or those who want to be referred to as men, don't feel like they're real men unless they're toxic. They have to smoke, they have to get high, they have to drink alcoholic beverages, they have to have freedom and license to lay it over here and lay over there and lay over here. You understand? And I'm just saying is that that's the ditches and valleys of degradation. That is not walking in the light of the truth of the supreme intelligence that one actually is as this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme presence. To be supremely present means that we are walking in a high ethic and we are rightly aligned and attuned to the degrees of love that allow us to create, maintain, sustain, facilitate, and cultivate real relationships, love relationships, marriages, relationships with our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, and laying proper foundation for children. But it's very difficult to bring children into the world when you have been eating TV dinners and pot pies and microwaving and fast food and all of that, and then be able to have a healthy childbirth. These children are coming into the world already damaged, coming into a point and place where you are having to submit to hospitals. We really have been so misaligned with the intelligence of our beings that we're going to people who don't have any regard or respect or any love for us to facilitate one of the most precious times of our lives when we give birth. You understand? To have the hands of strangers on you as opposed to you knowing how. You understand? See, these are the gifts that we should have, particularly as women, and particularly as women of color, that now is our time to come to a point and place where we're reclaiming and realigning and stepping into the stature of what it is to be real women. You understand? But to be a real woman means that you are not going to just be whoring over here and whoring over there and dropping it like it's hot and feeling over here and giving, let men putting all kinds of money down. You understand? I'm just saying that's what you do to generate money, but that's the evidence of you are not having developed yourself to the degree to which your natural gifts, talents, skills, and abilities are in full expression, because the will of existence is always in exalting the light, the love, the wisdom, the truth, the peace, the poise, the power, and the potency, so that years from now, when we are grandmothers and great-grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers, your great-great-grandchildren are going to say, look at grandma, she had her legs wide open. Oh, grandma, she can drop it like it's hot. You understand? I'm just saying is that when we look at pictures of our great-grandmothers and great-great-grandfathers and great-great-them, they weren't all like that. They weren't loose as goose and all of that. They weren't like that. We have to care. Because if we're not caring for ourselves, if we're not doing that which allows us to have grace and protection in a time where we are being warred against, and when other ones think that the enemy is something that you can't see, right? It's a germ, it's a virus, it's a bacteria, but your body is filled with a plethora of germs, bacteria, organisms, worms, parasites, from all the rotting pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and all of that. And I'm just saying we have to reemphasize it, because it's not a conversation that you're hearing these ones talk about. You understand? Now, you can go on the CDC's website and they'll give you a whole list of all of the pathogens and organisms that are in the rotting flesh, which is why they were trying to irradiate it all. They say, oh, well, let's irradiate it. Let's poison it so that we can kill all the pathogens. And then we're going to give them poison meat with dead pathogens in it. You understand? I'm just saying, this is just really crazy. Why? Because the children of God, the intelligence of existence, should not be feeding from the grave. Or turning the body temple, which is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, into cemeteries for rotting pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens, and realizing that this is the foundation of the pandemic that was already in full expression prior to them creating this farce called coronavirus, so that they can push their initiative of the COVID-19, which is for a certificate of vaccination and whatnot, for something that they created in 2019 to issue now, and then have you all in a position where you think that you got the lesser of two evils now, but these ones are masking. So you ain't gonna follow the ones who's putting on masks, are you, really? And they're going to be trying to mandate. I'm just saying that these people really don't have the right by absolute law to determine that you should be disconnected from that which is breathing you. You understand? But then they got the cigarettes, they got the tobacco, they got the black and miles, they got all of these things that undermine your life force, and it's legal. You understand? So I'm just saying, if the people or the government had your best interests at heart, these things would not be legal on the market.
You understand? But it's multi-trillion dollar business, but you all have invested in your debt. But then there are those who've invested in your death. And you're not really the profiteers behind it. You've not invested in the cigarette industry. You're smoking the cigarettes. You're smoking the black and milds, but you're not getting any profit from it. There are those who are getting profit from it. But it's still delusion into thinking that you can come into and maintain yourself by profiting off of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the death of other ones. And so, oh, well, I was multimillionaire. What'd you do? Serve people the flesh of dead animals. Oh, I created an industry of creating, you know, trillions of animals that could be killed all at one time. Conveyor belts, you know, you didn't even need people anymore. Just massive, just, you know, slaughter them and, you know, but a slaughterhouse can't even be a clean place. You understand, the meat industry is 90% of the global warming. That's the inconvenient truth that Al Gore couldn't tell in his movie, his documentary. But he did take you to the land where his people were growing black Angus beef and tobacco growers and whatnot. And that's what I'm saying. Money, old money in America is from slavery, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, beef, pork, chicken. And now all of these pharmaceuticals, the pesticides, the herbicides, and all of this, which have modified our behavior to the degree to which we are not responding correctly and directly to being warred against. It used to be when the people realized that they were being warred against, the men would really strategize a system of offense or defense or whatever. Now it's the only way you can do that is if you're playing a game. You understand? You can do it as a gladiator or one who's a gladiator spectator, but you can't do it as a real man on behalf of your women and your children who are actually being warred against. You are like, yeah, take them and get them the shot. Shoot them up. You understand? I'm just saying we should be outthinking this, but because we're so misled and miseducated and religiously trained to be out of alignment with the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, and now have a belief in death. You believe you're supposed to be dying. You believe that death is the natural finality, culmination, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be alive. And I'm saying that we're already in the realm of eternity. It's not something that's coming. It is the factuality and the actuality of what is. So we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. But that divine sacred fluid, a man will lay with somebody he don't have no commitment to, no love for, somebody he don't really know. Put his divine sacred fluid into a little sack of lambskin or rubber or whatever the toxic condoms are made out of these days. And then flush himself into the sewage with all of that is going on in there. I'm just saying is that it's very rare to really find ones who think really highly of themselves as the heirs to the kingdoms and queendoms of God, as those who have really stepped forward into the heights of themselves, to come to a point and place where we realize that we were told how to live. We really were told what to do. But under a miseducational system and a religious system that was initiated by those who were enslavers and trappers, subjugators, dominators, murderers, liars, and thieves, and then they're going to incarcerate you, right? But you ain't killing all kinds of people. These people are killing all kinds of people. I'm just saying. Plus the billions of creatures whose blood has been spilt upon this land, just saying, no, there is karmic debt that was already in full effect from the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the subjugation of our indigenous families, and then the enslavement of our African families, and now the oppression and subjugation and domination of everybody else under the lies of feeling as though you're supposed to be eating all this protein and you're supposed to have all this carb. So the proteins are creating all this uric acid and the then you're eating all of this milk and dairy and cheese and whatnot, creating all this lactic acid. And then you're on high blood pressure meds for 10, 15, 20 years until your kidneys are so acidic that they're going to dialyze you while you're still urinating. And then they tell you not to drink more than 32 ounces of water. Don't drink much water. Your kidneys are crystallizing. And then you shouldn't drink any water, but you can still have sweet tea and you can have protein 3 times a day. Eat your fish, eat your chicken. You understand? Eat your starch, eat your grains. And I'm saying is that we can no longer listen to a people who have already proven that they either don't know the truth, they don't care to know the truth, or they're just freaking liars. In this now moment, wisdom rests with those of us who've asked for it. Those of us who have not really bought into all of that and who have been freed from it. You understand? So real freedom is the intelligence of existence freedom. Real liberation comes when the intelligence of our being has been completely free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole, never doing anything to undermine itself, its children, its kind, its lineages, or whatever, and exalting a full effort in its being directly. Loving being loving, consciously caring to be creative and creating that which is heaven on earth. You understand, the divinity of our being is so divine that we can't outthink it. We can harmonize with it. We can attune to it. But to have all of the rhetoric, you understand, all the philosophizing and theophysizing and hypothesizing and all of that, and then you're eating shit. Oh. Garbage, excuse me. You understand? It's turning into feces that can't get out the body. So I'm just saying we have to realize what day and time it is. And what is obesity? It's the evidence that you're not eating anything that your body truly recognizes as food. We're in a now moment where we have to realize what food is. Food is oxygen. It's breath. There's more in the air than we think that is there. And so being in a place and space where we are breathing fully, oxygenating the cells. The oxygen has to go through the brain cells, everything. Well, oxygenated blood. You understand? Your spirit is charged on the blood, so you want to be oxygenated. You don't want to be breathing your carbon dioxide. And for these people to mandate that that's what you do 8 hours a day, no, these people are pushing an agenda that is your genocide, and you don't have the responsibility to cooperate with it. But you're scared to do anything different. You understand? Now, you can't be in God and be scared at the same time. You can't be in fear and be faith-filled at the same time. At some point, you're going to have to really decide who you're going to follow. I'll put it this way. You've already made a decision as to who you're following. Now, how's that working out for you? The issue is, are we coming to a point and place where we are consistently unfolding, consistently growing, consistently raising forward to know that the reinstatement, the realignment, the reattunement, the sun is not going to not shine for us. It's there. It is that which gives life to us. You understand? So we've got the air, we've got the sun, we've got the fire, the air, the water, the earth, and now we have to really cleanse from the chemicals. You understand? The only way there could be the Parkinson's disease and the dementia, the senility, the Alzheimer's and whatnot is from the concentration, the accumulation, and the contraindication of the nitrates and nitrites, the preservatives, the BHA, the BHT, all of the stuff that was in all of those things that could sit on shelves indefinitely. All of the drinks that you could buy it in Florida, you could buy it here, you could buy it here. It tastes exactly the same. You buy it because it tastes exactly the same no matter where you get it. So it has to be a chemical because it is not contingent upon what crop of oranges or grapes or whatever the fruit is that the juice is coming from. So these food stabilizers and enhancers and flavor, the things that constitute the similarity and the consistency of flavor regardless, these are chemicals. And the body is so intelligent that it's isolating these chemicals so that they're not readily absorbed into the bloodstream and they're becoming the cysts and the tumors. Completely cleanse them, but they would rather cut you up and pull it out now, if it's cancerous, if it's so acidic that it's cancerous because your immune system has been so badly compromised from the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the aspartame, the Equal, the Equal and the diet sodas and all of this stuff that just really puts you in a place and space where you are in this brain fog. And you know you're in a brain fog because you know that it's not snapping. You're not where you used to be. You used to be really on it. Now you feel like you're getting old, but there is no old in eternity. What actually is the accumulation of all of these chemicals, the dehydration, the insufficient oxygenation, the deficiency because you did not get the minerals because you were not eating fresh fruit and vegetation. Well, sister, fruit don't agree with me. What do you mean fruit doesn't agree with you? Fruit don't agree with me. That's because you ate all that pork and beef and stuff at the beginning of the day, and then you're going to put the fruit on top of that, which is going to give you gas and flatulence and pain and bloating and this and that. The fruit agrees with you. You just are not agreeing with yourself. And the doctors are going to support you in that. And you're going to say, oh, well, start your day with a good protein, Dr. Oz and all the rest of them liars. The good juice, start your day with a good protein, couple of eggs, egg whites. You understand? Who do you want? Would you want somebody eating your eggs? You eat your mama's eggs? I'm just saying, we are paying a serious toll in price. The justice that's in full effect is the animal's justice for all of the violation. All the subjugation, all the domination, the capitalization of their bodies, their body parts, their progeny, their body fluids that are now blocking and obstructing the people's blood flow, breath flow, mineralization, and the body is being literally preserved already. So we're in a place now where we can make a decision, and the decision is to exalt a full effort in your living. And in order to really do that, then you have to exalt a full effort in your clearing, your cleansing, consecrating your body so that it is re-enthroned, cleansed through purification so that the spirit of the living God and goddess that you actually are is completely re-enthroned in its temple. But the temple can't be the place where gods and goddesses reside, where the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys are residing also, creating all of this stench and filth and disease. There's only one way, and that's to exalt a full effort in one's living. This is Adama with the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and I'll be forward in just a bit.
You can be a hero and support WRFG with just a few taps on your phone. Here's how. You can use the free WRFG mobile app to give using your credit or debit card. You can use Cash App or Zelle to send your gift fast and contact-free. Just tell Cash App or Zelle to pay to office at wrfg.org. That's office at wrfg.org. Thank you for supporting WRFG. Your dollars help keep us alive and free. In Atlanta, we're 89.3 FM, your independent radio station for progressive information and handpicked quality music, is streaming worldwide over our free mobile app and WRFG.org.
And so I'm encouraging you to make sure that you go to WRFG.org and give a donation for what you're consistently getting. For the 21 years that I've been on air, how many years of those have you heard me? Can you give $21 a week for 21 weeks? $21 a week for 21 weeks. However you can work it out, it could be $10 a week, it could be $5 a week. The issue I'm bringing forward is that give something, because you're always getting something. And to be in a place and space where you feel entitled to take your financial resources and support the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco industries, and all of that which undermines the intelligence of your cells, and then to receive the support or receive the information, the inspiration, the motivation to think a greater thought in terms of what your opportunities actually are to reverse whatever these issues are and then give nothing for it, it's not real, it's not right. So office@wrfg.org for those who would prefer Zelle or Cash App, or you can send in your money order check or walk your cash in to 1083 Austin Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30307. And this programming is called The Meeting of the Inner Circle. The inner circle are the ones of us who really care to get inspired and motivated, to get activated, to be charged, to be in a place and space where we are caring to be tuned in, tuned up, turned on, turned out, showing up and showing out as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, never absent, all pervasive, filling all spaces, is the source of all being. And it did not send us here to perpetuate death, or to feel as though there is some profit in being out of alignment. The real profit and the real wealth and the real riches is in being in harmony with its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, to be poised as a point of it, to be in a place and space where you know that we are in such a divine time, because the yokes of oppression, we can cast them off right here, right now. But you have to be in a place where you care to do it, where you can be forgiving and releasing and letting go of the resentments, the anger, the frustration, and all of those things that whittle away at your mindfulness, your attending to and giving attention to that which beats your heart and breathes you, because there is nothing greater than it. And in the midst of it all, in light of it all, you've got to really be intensely intentional in living, loving, honoring, exalting, enhancing. You understand? Because the way of light and the way of light workers and light beings, and there are so many of us on the planet right now, you understand, of all hues, of all races, of all ones. But you are being called. You say many are called and few are choosing, few are chosen. No, many are called and few are chosen. But we have the opportunity to choose, and to choose life, and to exalt it, and to rejoice in the blessedness of it. You're in tune to The Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama. I'll be forward in just a bit.